Yeah, buddy. Yep, it's time for our Christmas cracker. Jackson, what day is it, buddy?
Day 3.
Alright, this is... I don't know what this is. Good Cop, Bad Cop episode? No idea. Somewhere between 90 and 100. This is somewhere between our regular segments. We've been trying to put this together for weeks. This started from some conversation, I believe, on Facebook, where you had to list things that you can't stand that everybody else loves. And I seem to remember that Matt put Star Trek. Is that correct, Matt?
I believe that was on my list, yeah.
And I think I called you out on it straight away and said, oh, this will get mentioned. And Sam, you chimed in, and I think I totally missed what you put. I thought you were agreeing with Matt, but I think you were agreeing with me, right? That Star Trek's really good?
I was indeed agreeing with you, yeah.
All right, so that sort of stemmed a conversation, although I totally misread it anyway. A game we used to play on MGB that we sometimes kind of play on Good Cop, Bad Cop, which was, and you appeared on one of the very early episodes of MGB. Matt will tell us exactly what number is in a minute because he remembers things like this. It was cricketer or wrestler. So I said, well, while he's trying, he's going to Google it. Oh, wow, he's forgot one. While we did that, I was like, we could do a similar one. We could do Star Trek character or wrestler. I thought that was a perfect one to do. You're not really looking it up, are you?
It's going to bug me now.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, while he's looking that up, I got some questions anyway that I want to start with, Sam. So,
can I take a guess at what episode that was?
What's the deal with coffee? See, I would have thought you'd have been a lad who would go for his Yorkshire tea. What's up with that coffee there, lad?
I'm at work, and I'm working a 12-hour night shift, so coffee is the only way forward, I think, to be honest.
All right, we'll cut you some slack on that. I got something far more pressing than this. You need to wait a second. All right, this is the second question. You can roll your eyes as much as you like at me. Dungeons & Dragons, board game or not board game? Oh, why am I getting the middle finger for that question?
I've already explained this.
Let the man answer.
Oh, is the question for me?
Yeah. Board game or not board game?
Oh, God. It's a bit of a mixture, isn't it? I think it's a bit of both, isn't it?
It sounds like it's Schrodinger's game, then, by the sounds of it. It can be both a game, it can be both a board game and then not a board game. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think so, yeah.
All right, Matt, I Googled it. It says board game. I'll send you the picture later. You were wrong, but I just thought we'd get some more evidence.
Of course, if it's on the internet, it must be true, Graham, yeah?
I'm going to go to their official site later. I bet it says board game.
There are three things I want to do before we get into the quiz itself. One being is that this is actually quite a big deal, because aside from Jackson, this is the first time we've had someone else on Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast that isn't me or you at the same time.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that. Wow. That's
quite a big deal.
This is why you're the treasurer, because you remember all this stuff. You remember the historian of the podcast.
And massive credit goes out to Sam as a key worker at the moment, as one myself. A lot of respect for you, dude. A lot of respect for you, dude.
Thank you very much. You too as well, mate.
You're very welcome. And last time I actually spoke with Sam, well, sort of properly, he was kicking my backs on Mario Kart. So thanks for that, buddy.
You're welcome. I am the king of Mario Kart. You know it.
Apart from on the last race, I whipped your back so I bought a lap.
Now, what? When Sam was actually on MGB, we actually had to stop recording. Well, we didn't stop recording. We had a smoke alarm went off, or a fire alarm went off in somebody's house, I seem to remember.
Yeah, that was my smoke alarm. that's still in the kitchen cupboard now with no battery in it, all disconnected. Probably not the best idea, but it reminds me a little bit of the Phoebe moment on Friends. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
It's a long time. I kind of remember. Yeah, it keeps beeping and she tries to hide it and shut it up. Yeah. I saw her a long time ago.
Thank you to everyone for listening this year.
Happy holidays.
And Happy New Year too.
We're out of here.
Goodbye.